on China. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden and China's leader spoke today at the White House hopes to keep Beijing from playing a role in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the White House.
The nearly two-hour conversation over video conference was the first between President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping since November, and was made in an effort by the White House to convince China not to provide military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned this week helping Russia would be met with severe consequences and cost. Other administration officials have criticized China for not condemning the Russian invasion. A statement from China's foreign ministry says Xi told President Biden the conflict in Ukraine is not in anyone's interest. Rich.
Jared, a former Arkansas deputy has been found guilty of negligent homicide. A jury today finding Michael Davis guilty on the misdemeanor charge after acquitting him of felony manslaughter in the shooting death last year of 17-year-old Hunter Britton during a traffic stop. Davis had been fired following the shooting for not having his body camera on during the incident. Moderna is asking federal regulators to approve a second booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine for all adults.
Writing in a statement that broad approval gives health officials flexibility in determining the guidelines for a second booster, and say they asked for this based on data in the U.S. and Israel relating to the Omicron variant. Pfizer has also asked for second booster authorization, but for seniors. The White House has asked Congress to pass legislation allowing for an additional $22.5 billion in COVID spending, saying if they don't get it, they may run out of boosters, antiviral pills, and monoclonal antibodies.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. At least six deaths have now been confirmed in yesterday's chain reaction crash on a fog-covered Missouri highway. Nearly 50 vehicles were involved on the Interstate 57 crash in southeast Missouri. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Chicago's commute was a bit more difficult yesterday because of free gas giveaways.
Cars were backed up for blocks in long lines at 10 gas stations across Chicago as drivers claimed some $200,000 in free gas.
It's nice to be able to help.
A fill-up of up to $50 for about 4,000 cars and a gift from Chicago businessman and philanthropist Willie Wilson, who says he hopes other business people, big corporations, and politicians will help do their part.
I think that what happened is that people in such a need. Somebody got to stop talking and do something, you know? And so we're going to do it again.
Wilson plans another gas giveaway in Chicago March 31st, where the current average price of regular unleaded is $4.84 a gallon. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some new concerns about a virus spread by ticks.
Lone Star ticks are reported to be showing up in more states, and these creeps can carry the Heartland virus. That virus, first identified in 2009, after a couple of men in Missouri came down with fever, diarrhea, and muscle pains. The symptoms were traced back to Lone Star tick bites. The CDC says 50 cases of the virus have been reported since then in 11 states, some as far north as New York, others as far west as Oklahoma. Symptoms so severe in several people they had to be hospitalized. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The federal government's latest seasonal forecast indicates there's no relief in sight for the West's record-shattering mega drought. Rather, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the drought will only deepen this spring. On the other hand, the NOAA forecast says states in the eastern part of the U.S. should mostly be spared from significant flooding. As far as temperatures are concerned, NOAA says spring will likely be hotter than normal in most states and drier for much of the West, too. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.